A World COPD Day is an annual event that aims to improve awareness and care of COPD around the world. This year, the Lebanese Pulmonary Society is going to celebrate COPD Day under the theme Protect Yourself and Your Loved Ones Against Pneumococcal Disease. Tonight, we're going to have two lectures. The first lecture will be presented by our chairman, Dr. Diana Sassine, on anti-pneumococcal vaccination in COPD patients. And the second lecture, vaccination recommendation, will be presented by Dr. Salim Ba'alini. You all know that COPD is a chronic progressive disease. It is a major cause of chronic morbidity and mortality. It is the fourth leading cause of death in the world, and it is projected to become the third leading cause of death by the year 2020. And of course, COPD is associated with significant economic burden. For example, in the US, the direct costs of COPD are $29.5 billion, and the indirect costs are $20.4 billion. COPD is characterized by airflow limitation. Airflow limitation will lead to dyspnea. Dyspnea is usually progressive and worsens upon exercise. Patients tend to modify their lifestyle. They tend to decrease their activity in order to minimize dyspnea by avoiding exercise. This will lead to deconditioning and worsening of the disease. According to GOLD guidelines, an exacerbation of COPD is defined as an acute event characterized by worsening of patient's symptom that is beyond normal day-to-day variations leading to a change in medication. You all know that COPD exacerbations have a serious negative impact on quality of life. COPD exacerbations are also associated with chronic morbidity and mortality, with an accelerated decline in lung function and significant increase in economic burden due to healthcare utilization. Streptococcus pneumonia is the most common cause of community-acquired pneumonia, accounting for 16 to 39% of community-acquired pneumonia in adults. It is also a major cause of acute exacerbations in COPD patients, accounting for 8% to 25% of COPD exacerbation. Studies of the effectiveness of the pneumococcal vaccine in patients with COPD are mixed. For example, you see here in the study, there was no added benefit in combining pneumococcal vaccination and influenza vaccination in the number of patients developing pneumonia, upper skin. And here you see, however, a significant decrease in the patients, in the number of patients having acute exacerbation of COPD when they were vaccinated with both vaccines, pneumonia vaccination and influenza vaccination. In this study, you see there was a lower percentage of pneumonia in severe COPD patients with an FEV1 of less than 40% vaccinated with pneumococcal vaccination. So with this, I will stop here and leave the floor to our chairman, Dr. Diana Sassine. Diana is a pulmonary physician. She practices in Hôpital the Middle East of Salim, and she is the treasurer of our LPS society since last year. Please, Diana.